There was a figure outlined against the afterglow of the sunset. Tepic paused alongside a particularly repulsive gargoyle to consider his options. Fairly solid classroom rumour said that if he inhumed his examiner before the test, that was an automatic pass. He slipped a number 3 throwing knife from its thigh sheath and hefted it thoughtfully. Of course, any attempt, any overt move which missed, would attract immediate failure and loss of privileges. Breathing, for a start. The silhouette was absolutely still. Tepic's eyes swiveled to the maze of chimneys, gargoyles, ventilator shafts, bridges and ladders that made up the rooftop scenery of the city. Right, he thought. That's some sort of dummy. I'm supposed to attack it, and that means he's watching me from somewhere else. Will I be able to spot him? No. On the other hand, maybe I'm meant to think it's a dummy. Unless he thought of that as well. He found himself drumming his fingers on the gargoyle and hastily pulled himself together. What is the sensible course of action at this point? A party of revellers staggered through a pool of light in the street far below. Tepic sheathed the knife and stood up. Sir, he said, I am here. A dry voice by his ear said, rather indistinctly, Very well. Tepic stared straight ahead. Merisette appeared in front of him, wiping grey dust off his bony face. He took a length of pipe out of his mouth and tossed it aside, then pulled a clipboard out of his coat. He was bundled up even in this heat. Merisette was the kind of person who could freeze in a volcano.
Ah, he said, his voice broadcasting disapproval. Mr. Tepic. Well, well.
A fine night, sir, said Tepic.
The examiner gave him a chilly look, suggesting that observations about the weather required an automatic black mark, and made a note on his clipboard.
We'll take a few questions first, he said.
As you wish, sir.
What is the maximum permitted length of a throwing knife?
Snapped Merisette. Tepic closed his eyes. He'd spent the last week reading nothing but the Caudat. He could see the page now, floating tantalizingly just inside his eyelids. They never ask you lengths and weights, students had said knowingly. They expect you to bone up on the weights and lengths and throwing distances, but they never... Naked terror hot-wired his brain and kicked his memory into gear. The page sprang into focus.
Maximum length of a throwing knife may be 10 finger widths or 12 in wet weather, he recited. Throwing distance is...
Name 3 poisons acknowledged for administration by ear.
A breeze sprang up, but it did nothing to cool the air. It just shifted the heat about.
Sir, wasp agaric, acorion purple and mustic, sir, said Tepic promptly.
Why not spime?
Snapped Merisette, fast as a snake. Tepic's jaw dropped open. He floundered for a gimlet gaze a few feet away from him.
Sir, spime isn't a poison, sir, he managed. It is an extremely rare antidote to certain snake venoms and is obtained...
He settled down a bit, more certain of himself. All those hours idly looking through the old dictionaries had paid off.
Is obtained from the liver of the inflatable mongoose, which...
What is the meaning of this sign?
Said Merisette.
Is found only in the...
Tepic's voice trailed off. He squinted down at the complex rune on the card in Merisette's hand, and then stared straight past the examiner's ear again.
I haven't the faintest idea, sir, he said.
Out of the corner of his ear, he thought he heard the faintest intake of breath, the tiniest seed of a satisfied grunt.
But if it were the other way up, sir, he went on, it would be thief sign for noisy dogs in this house.
There was absolute silence for a moment. Then, right by his shoulder, the old assassin's voice said,
Is the killing rope permitted to all categories?
Sir, the rules call for 3 questions, sir,
Tepic protested.
Ah, and that is your answer, is it?
Sir, no, sir. It was an observation, sir. Sir, the answer you are looking for is that all categories may bear the killing rope, but only assassins of the 3rd grade may use it as one of the 3 options, sir.
You are sure of that, are you?
Sir,
you wouldn't like to reconsider?
You could have used the examiner's voice to grease a wagon.
Sir, no, sir.
Very well.
Tepic relaxed. The back of his tunic was sticking to him, chilly with sweat.